Good afternoon, everybody. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Box Pop for this Tuesday, August 30th. I'm Alan Chartok here with Ray Graff. The news that Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's closest aide, Huma Abedin, is separating from her disgraced husband, former Congressman Anthony Weiner, dominated the headlines around the presidential election this week. Why has this caught the public imagination so much? You think this will have an effect on Hillary Clinton's campaign? Donald Trump has already taken digs at her over it. We're checking with you again this week on what you think of this race so far. We know you have lots of thoughts, so give us a call, 1-800-348-2551. Mark it down, 1-800-348-2551, and we'll tell you all about the rest of it when you get back. Well, good afternoon, everybody, once again. The time is now 2:09 and 5 seconds. It is the Vox Pop on politics. I'm Alan Chartok. Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin says she is separating from husband Anthony Weiner after another sexting revelation involving the former congressman from New York. Abedin made it public in a statement released yesterday by Clinton's presidential campaign. The New York Post and other publications had a field day with their headlines. I have all those headlines right here, but frankly, I don't think I'm going to read them to you because I don't want to challenge our license at all, but they are something. Why has this caught the public imagination? Will this be another blow for Clinton's campaign? Clinton doesn't appear to be involved, but Donald Trump has already used it against her in jabs on the campaign trail. What do you think? 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also post comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop, and you can do it the way I would do it at my age. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. And so far, the show is not going well. Our chief engineer, Stacey Perry Rosenberry, is here, but she is yawning. So it's not going well, and I'd love to hear from all of you about what you think. We have lots of people. We have three people on the line already. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let me just say this to you. This is an interesting sociological phenomenon. As you know, I was an academic in my former life for about 40 years and hung around the university. But from a sociological point of view, what is it about this that has captured everybody's imagination? Is it that we're a puritanical society and all of a sudden a guy named Weiner is creating all of this? And then we have heard, of course, from the usual people say, oh, this isn't an important story. Why don't you talk about world peace? Well, that's not what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about this. But the interesting academic issue here is the sociology. What creates this incredible whirlwind and what's really going on? So let's go to Ryan, who's already been holding on for 9 minutes and 25 seconds. All right, Ryan, you're on. Go.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have to say that the Weiner issue really hasn't captured my imagination at all. It's just more of this crazy, crazy election.
Right.
I was curious what you have to say about Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. You know, he could be the real spoiler here. It says that 60% of Americans want him in the debates. That doesn't mean they're going to vote for him, but they want to hear what he has to say. Clinton is incredibly unpopular. Trump is incredibly unpopular. Could he be kind of the middle-of-the-road candidate that could put a spoiler in there? But then, of course, it all hinges on the debates. What do you think his chances are in actually participating in these debates?
Somewhere between 0 and 1.
Yeah, how come?
Because they don't want him. He will be a distraction to them. Hillary, as the leader, certainly doesn't want him in there. I believe, I've always believed that Johnson is most likely to take votes away from Trump. So he's not going to want him in there and give him publicity. There will be those who say, no, he'll take votes away from Hillary. He may, but he will take...
I think he could take them away from both.
Yeah, no, he could. He could, but I think it'll be mostly, I think it's going to be mostly Trump. I will say that somebody said to me this afternoon, I thought it was a great comment. They said, if Bill Weld were the candidate, they'd have a better chance. I know Weld from the old days in which he was governor of
Massachusetts,
and a very good governor, by the way, and a very funny man. The other guy's a little bit more of a stick in the mud. So, an underappreciated fact, although not really relevant to our discussion, is that it was Weld who saved WAMC. Want to hear more or not?
Sure.
That didn't sound like a real sure. But anyway... But anyway, what happened was I don't want to use a bad word, some guy who had an environmental reputation walked to the top of Mount Greylock and decided the tower that WAMC is on should be taken down. I went on the air, and that would have been the end of WAMC. So I went on the air, and I talked about it a little bit. They got a lot of letters. And the Secretary of Environmental Conservation, I believe, one of those guys sided with this environmental guy. Weld comes to town, and he stands up, and Clarence Fanto asks him a question, says, so are you going to take down the governor, or are you going to take down the antenna or the tower? And Weld looks at him and says, well, the environmentalists have a point. We think they do have a very good point. But what we're going to do is we're going to honor them, too. We're going to paint the tower green and put a big green bow around it. Now, that's a great story, isn't it?
See, I like this guy. So why can't we hear more about him?
He's good.
You don't hear anything about either of them.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is, in politics, these people do what they want to do and what's good for them. The only thing that matters to them is to get elected. And if you take it from that point of view, they're not allowing these interlopers into the debate, and that includes Jill Stein. So whoever's going to make that call, save it. Okay, well, Ryan, thank you for your wonderful call. Appreciate it very much.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, bye. We'll go to Betty in Pittsfield. All right, Betty, you've been holding on for 12 minutes and 21 seconds, and you deserve to be on. Okay, Betty, you're on.
You're worth every second of it, Alan.
Oh, you're cool.
I, given everything that's going on with this election, I think that anybody who gives a hoot about Anthony's wiener is a moron. And if Trump is bringing it into the campaign, then the fact that he thinks that it's an issue only serves to confirm my original opinion of him in the first place.
Well, that could be, but don't you think that they do research, they find out if people care about this stuff? And they do. I tell you, I may be the only person in America who feels sorry for who Ray Graff keeps coming in here and putting paper
for
him.
An email for you, sir.
No.
Sorry for who?
For Wiener. I do. You know, I think Wiener is clearly a troubled man. He's lost everything over this. He can't stop himself. It's clearly mental illness. And so we have a fascination with this stuff. You know, one of the reasons that people liked Wilder, I think, so much was that he was troubled also. He had complications, and we can associate ourselves with him. And I think that's one of the reasons this has become such a big story, other than the stupid headlines that they put on.
Maybe so. Maybe it's a big story, but it shouldn't have any bearing whatsoever on the election.
Well, shouldn't is different, though, Betty, from is, isn't it? In other words, it shouldn't. We all agree about shouldn't stuff. I could give you a list of shouldn'ts, like Trump shouldn't. But he's 5 points, and it scares the heck out of a lot of people. He's 5 points to 6 points behind Hillary in this country. That means a lot of people are buying it.
The dumbing down of America is a whole other program.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Yeah. All right. Okay, now we'll go to David in New Paltz. Okay, David in New Paltz, you're number three. All right, three it is. You're on, David.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey.
Thanks for having a great show here. Listen, I'm a 75-year-old person just like yourself.
Welcome to the club.
And this is the first time in my life where I actually feel ashamed to be an American.
Really?
Oh, yes. I mean, over this whole thing. Trump is dirty, so is Hillary, and it's all out in the open, and everybody can see it, and there's no illusions anymore. I mean, I really feel that way. I'm sorry to say it.
Well, what about Wiener? That's what this program's about.
They're all crooked, you know? We have the best government that money can buy, and we've been bought, and we've been sold.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You are right about that. It's all, it's you get what you pay for. That's correct. And they pay a lot of money for it. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it very much. And I'm sorry about your depression. We'll get through this, okay?
Well,
Lee Hayes once said, we'll get through this. I know I've had kidney stones.
Well, yeah. And also, you know, when they start screwing around with the borders, it's time to get out while the getting's good.
Yeah,
you know?
Before,
my grandfather used to say, Boychick, you know, enjoy your life, but keep diamonds in your sneakers and get ready to run.
It's not funny. Thanks a lot, David. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Old Castle Theater, Main Street, Bennington, Vermont, presenting John Morigello's The Consul, The Tramp, and America's Sweetheart, a story of how the German consulate tried to halt Chaplin's film The Great Dictator, opening September 2nd. OldCastleTheater.org. Waterwheel Village, Galway, New York, specializing in extra-sharp New York cheddar since 1923, offering imported and domestic specialty cheeses, nostalgic candies, and more. WaterwheelVillage.com. Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost three decades. ShannonRose.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. And Noble Home, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, custom design paneled house kits featuring eco-friendly passive and solar design elements. Noble-home.net.
Thanks, Zach. That's great music. We are here at the Vox Pop, and we're discussing what it is about the Wiener phenomena that has excited so many people in this country. It's wild, and we're getting emails and a lot of people checking in, but we do have some phone lines open, and if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Put it more personally, I'd like it if you would call 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, we just heard from a David, but we'll try another David. Here he is, David in Monson, Massachusetts. Okay, David, you're on.
Hey, Ellen, how's it going? This is my first time calling, so excuse me if I'm a little nervous. But,
no, don't be nervous. It's ridiculous. If I'm not if I'm not nervous, you shouldn't be nervous.
All right. I'm good now. Those words inspired me.
Good.
I just wanted to say I think everyone's so excited about this because, you know, as with any circus, you need a couple sideshows. Otherwise, you know, if you stay on the main stage too long, you get bored and you want to walk away from it.
Yeah, good point. Well, and you know, I mean, it has its funny moments, but it is also the Wiener case, I think, is really tragic. Of course, it intersects with Huma and Hillary, and that's why it sort of gets interesting from a political point of view. But also, there is something about the American puritanical psyche We read more porno than any other country, I believe, or it's right up there in the world, and yet we are so so specific about rejecting, you know, these kinds of things that it almost ties in with each other. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but, you know, there are the both sides of the American psyche. It's very strange. Got anything else to say?
I had a little trouble hearing you there.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I understand what you're saying, and it's we're looking at politics like we're looking at celebrities now, and like you said, we like to sort of project onto them, and when we see them mess up or do something that, you know, we see ourselves do, then it's even more exciting.
Exactly.
Especially something like this.
Exactly. That's profound, to be honest with you. That is profound. Okay. You know.
Well, it's because when you see someone on TV, you look at them and you think, wow, you know, they're up there, they're on the pedestal, especially politicians, they're running the country, and then they do something like this, and we just love to point our fingers at them and be like, hey, you're just like me, you dirty monkey, you know?
Okay. Thanks, David. Appreciate it a lot.
Right, okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. And now over to Roberta. Roberta in Brunswick. All right, Roberta, your turn. Welcome to the show. Go.
Yes. Hi, Alan. Just a few comments regarding this issue. I'd like to, first of all, you don't like shoulds, but I don't think it should affect Hillary's campaign, and I don't think it will for this reason. I think that the wife is a victim. She seems to be a very capable person. It's the personal tragedy for her. Trump's comments about ridiculous comments that confidential information would have gone from Hillary to her to the husband. Evidently, I understand they've been virtually separated for a while now. I think the fact that the child was involved, a toddler, is horrifying, and she can certainly make it clear, look, that was the end. That's the last straw. Three strikes, he's out, got my son involved, and I think everyone can sympathize with that.
So let me ask you a question, Roberta, that occurs to me. As I was walking back from lunch, I was thinking about this thing and saying, you know, look, she stood by her man all this time, right? I mean, so far it would appear to be that she has stayed with him. Now comes this time when it looks dangerous for the Hillary campaign. And I'm just offering this as a hypothesis, as a possibility. Is it possible she had to, quote, separate in order to get this monkey off her back? And then say, okay, later on, here comes Ray with some more papers.
I got an email for you, sir.
but is it possible that she'll go back with him after this is over, after the election is over?
Well, I'm surprised that more hasn't been made of this, but I think the fact that he got the child involved, I'm surprised that hasn't become more prominent an issue. And I think as a mother, that was it for her. I think that would have been the last straw.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for calling. All right. So I got one from Bonnie. Not going to read it. Not going to read it. You know, come on, Bonnie. Get another horse to ride here. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And here's from Andrew. Hi, Alan. I wonder if you think the Wiener issue is another example of Donald Trump blaming the victim, who invariably is a woman. Previous examples include Trump saying that his daughter should get another job if she is sexually harassed at work, and that Hillary enabled her husband's philandering, and that's from Andrew. And then we heard from Lisa, who said, the Wiener story is a distraction. We need to think about Hillary Clinton promoting global fracking as Secretary of State, Ken Salazar leading Hillary's transition team if she's elected as pro-fracking and pro-TPP. Is this what we want, or should we vote for Jill Stein, who wants us to transition to 100% renewables by 2030 and is definitely against the job-killing TPP? And like that. Okay, so a lot of people calling up. A lot of people are having interesting comments to make, and we love them for doing it. All right, now we're going to Samantha. Okay, there you are, Samantha. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I really am not the least bit interested in the Wiener scandal.
interested enough to call up, right? To listen and
yeah,
to call
well,
up.
I'm sorry, I'm being an opportunist. I just wanted to ask you a question. I feel like I am in such a minority, but I actually really like Hillary Clinton, and I am really looking forward to a Hillary Clinton presidency. I think she's going to be great. But what I can't understand is every time you turn on the news or every time you listen, you know, once a day I Google Clinton just to see what's going on. And there's this perpetual story that she's deeply unpopular. Everybody dislikes her. And I'm going, why? And I really don't understand why. Perhaps I'm naive. Maybe I'm just completely missing something. I've been around. I'm 44. Bill Clinton was the first president that I ever got the opportunity to vote for. And in 2008, when Clinton ran, I mean, for me, Barack Obama was like a consolation prize. I mean, I'm happy with Obama, but I would have loved to have seen Hillary Clinton president back
so,
then.
So your question is, why is Hillary so unpopular? And there are a lot of people.
Is she legitimately unpopular? Because I can't help but feel that there's somewhat of an undertone of a manufactured story. Maybe even because media feels like they have to, you know, dredge up as many bad things about her to just counteract Trump, who's absurd. But, you know, so yes, it's a two-part question.
Well, it's interesting.
Is she actually that unpopular, and why?
It's interesting. I've been watching the New York Times. The New York Times clearly doesn't like her that much.
Right.
But clearly likes Donald Trump a hell of a lot more. Dislikes Donald Trump a hell of a lot more. But they've been regularly running critical pieces on Hillary, you know, in the paper.
Right.
I suspect if she gets to be president, she's going to have trouble with those guys. Look, there are those of us who have problems with her. Look, I've interviewed her in person, and she is a delightful, wonderful woman. It's been one-on-one interviews, and she really knows how to be very responsive to whoever she's talking to. And she's very bright. On the other hand, why did she have to go and take that money from the bankers right before she's going to run as a Democratic candidate for president of the United States? That is a pretty good indication of what the problem is here. Even when they write books and they get a lot of money for writing the books, and they do, it is a sort of a thing that is very much part of the American psyche. But, you know, I think that both Clintons like to play it close to the line, and I think people know it and they don't like it. That's my answer to your question.
And does that mean that she won't be a great leader? I think she has demonstrated superior leadership. I mean, when she gave the speech about Trump and said, you know, this doesn't represent the Republican Party, to me, that was a demonstration of leadership. That was her throwing out a safety boat for the Republicans to jump ship, save face, and when she's in office, to be able to cooperate and move policy forward, because that's what I think she's going to do. And I could care less if she got money from Goldman Sachs, because she's married to Bill Clinton. I mean, okay, great. He is a man who I see as really being completely relying on his ego and not necessarily someone who you could count on to, you know, support your family.
Well, but should she wait. Should she be blamed, as Trump is doing, for him? You know, this is such a sexist society that Trump is basically saying, look, lady, you're responsible for him. That is something that I don't get. Hey, listen, I got to let you go. There are a lot of people behind you. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And now we'll go to Casey. Casey, you're on, Casey.
Hi, Alan. Well, earlier, first of all, I'd like to agree with your last caller. I also like Hillary very much. And I believe that those stories about Hillary started way back when, in the interview, when she said, you know, I'm not like Tammy Wynette. I'm not just stand by your man. And that was the very beginning of the Hillary hit stories. And They've gone on since then, and that was the very beginning of the stories against Hillary, and they've gone on since then. But I'll go to your to the topic that you've decided on for the day, which was the Anthony Weiner stories. And I believe that people's fascination with this has something to do with the fact that, you know, when this everything's said and done, this is about a marriage and a family. And Anthony Weiner is a deeply tragic, deeply flawed figure. Mm-hmm. And people, to some extent, can put themselves in the middle of a family picture and a failed marriage. Yep. And a woman who has a job that has some power behind it, who's successful, and what do? And you try as far as you can, but there you are. And finally, you've had enough. And well, at what point do you decide that you've had enough?
Yeah. Well, no,
and
I think you add
the intersection of sex and politics and glamour, and then you have a fascination.
Yep. I think it's a brilliant phone call, and I thank you for making it. Thanks very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yep. And we've heard from Doug, who says, it's simple. He has a funny name that makes for easy headlines, and he also enjoys the attention. And as for as far as Hillary goes, she's just showing a poor judgment again, having her closest aide that is with such a train wreck. Well, you know, we talked about that this morning on the panel, and it is interesting. Think about it for a second. She either gets points for being extremely loyal to a person who she regards as her second daughter and not jettisoning her from her, you know, entourage, or she is regarded as we have just heard from Doug, for showing poor judgment again for having her closest aide that is with such a train wreck. I'm admiring her for staying with her, to be honest with you, but there will be people who think she's making a big mistake by doing that. Okay, are you there? No, you're not there. Okay, we'll go to Margaret in New Paltz. I hope I'm doing this right. Margaret, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
I think the Weiner thing is a distraction, and I have been longing for a distraction from this election. I don't know why everybody wants to talk about it. I love it because of the name. It just makes it funny.
Yeah, you should read those post headlines.
Trump had to make it about him, and the people have to talk about the Trump Clinton campaign, and I am so tired of that. I want to be distracted more and more.
Okay. Thanks, Margaret. All right. Let's go to Mary. All right, Mary, you're on. Go, Mary.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
I think you should give the two previous callers before the last lady, who was very nice, their own show. They were very good. I think they kind of tied up everything that I wanted to say about both subjects. Uh-huh. But as far as Anthony Weiner goes, you didn't really react when she was talking about their son being thrown into this.
Yeah.
And that gives it a level of disgust that I think the comedians on the late-night talk shows need to really watch out about, because I was in shock when I saw that, and nobody seems to be bringing that up. That's
no. People
verges on child abuse.
Yes, it does, and people have been talking about it. But yes, you're right. It is a big part of the tragedy. It really is.
And for her to say, of course, it's a no-brainer at that point. She's going to want to say, pack your bags and leave. I mean, there's no other recourse at that point to see a father bring their child into something as sordid as a sexting, whatever it's called.
And someday that kid is going to see it all. You're right about that.
Well, he is going to see it all, and that's the sad part.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to me.
No, thank you, Mary. Okay, Abigail wants to know, do we still have an operational electoral college? As much as I know, unless somebody else could tell me something that I'm missing here. Okay, Abigail, thanks for that. Let's go to Dean in Greenwich. Okay, Dean, Greenwich, go.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? First time caller here.
Oh, that's great. I love
it. I'm going to be the only one to disagree with you and everybody else that's called up so far.
Oh, good.
Hillary's running on the platform of feminism, pretty much, and she's a woman who's dealt with a husband and his infidelities over and over and over again, and she's accepted him. Now, her right-hand woman has dealt with these same type of infidelities from her husband. Yeah, we're supposed to accept it and say that they're pro-feminism.
So you think she's guilty of hypocrisy? Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Uh-huh. By all means.
Well,
how can you be for the feminist vote and then let these horrible things happen with men in your lives?
Well, first of all, let me expand the conversation a little bit and say that we are living in the United States of America, and I have seen the research on this, and it's incredible how both men, to a larger extent, but also women, have other sexual contacts in their lives. So it isn't as if these, and this is what you're sort of mirroring.
But that doesn't make it right, Alan.
No. Well, I'm not. What? Did I say it was right? I'm just simply saying that this is a country where we say, what you're saying, isn't this terrible? Da 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 da. And yet people go out and buy it when Playboy was on paper, and everybody, I think it still is. We're buying millions and millions of copies, every week, and people were giving excuses about why they were buying it, and all of these other magazines. This is a very confused, sexually confused country, and it doesn't stop with men.
But as a feminist, how would you honestly give your vote to somebody who almost condones these actions?
Well, first of all, Hillary leaked from the very beginning that she thought Humo should leave him. And that got a lot of people upset because, this is the pot calling the kettle black, which you have already mentioned. I think she is a feminist. I think she has proven that a woman can be president of the United States. This is going to be, or maybe she's proven it if she gets elected, and this has proven to be a tremendous feminist victory if it works. Don't you think?
Well, I don't, actually, because with Uma, I mean, look at what the publication that her mother works for. They can condemn women's rights that we hold dear in Western civilization. And yet we're supposed to overlook that. Yeah, all the time I hear on the show, Trump's such a racist. Well, we never hear anything about the ties in the Clinton campaign and what goes on with that Saudi publication.
Well, by the way, you hear it all the time. I mean, the New York Times. The New York Times, as I've said before, has been very tough on Hillary. Much tougher on Trump, but tough on Hillary because they know, as I know, that there are issues here. Hey, I got to let you go because there are a million people behind you, but thanks for this first call. Appreciate it. Call again, okay?
Hey, sounds good.
Yep.
All right.
Bye. Yep. Scott says, one chance, then you are out. Huma gave too many chances. Anthony may raise the child when Huma goes to jail for Teflon Hillary's pay to play. That is not going to happen, but all right. Thank you. You say them, and I try to read them, even when I disagree with them. Okay, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Amherst Copy and Design Works, offering printing and copying, sign making and design services from booklets to stationery and labels to lawn signs in downtown Amherst, Massachusetts. AmherstCopy.com. Bodywork professionals, licensed massage therapists, Nick Pavoldi, advanced structural integration practitioner, proprietor, offices in Latham and Saratoga Springs. Open 7 days, your massage and bodywork experts, bodyworkprofessionals.com. The Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, maintaining 32 miles of trails throughout the Lake George region for hiking, birding, and outdoor exploration. HikeLakeGeorge.com. Elements Hot Tub Spa, downtown Amherst, Massachusetts, offering hot tubs in 5 indoor or outdoor private rooms, plus a team of massage therapists for individuals and couples. ElementsHotTubSpa.com for gift certificates and photo gallery. And John Lee & Company, estate cleanout services, senior living consolidation, auctions, appraisals, antique and jewelry purchase, 518-527-0531.
Okay, so this is our last chance. Let's go fast. We'll go to Bruce, who's been very patient, on line number 9. Bruce, you're on.
Yeah, I have been, right. So, I think part of this is the fact that it's sexual. It's connected to Hillary. And, of course, one of your callers mentioned, the child, so people are fascinated with it. And I think that Trump is trying to make a kind of early Hail Mary, you know, Hail pass out of it. And I don't think it'll be successful. I think the next thing that'll come up, it'll disappear. What I'm more concerned with is what's going on with Bernie besides our revolution. He had said very strongly he's going to do everything in his power to see that Trump is not elected. And I haven't seen anything yet. Is he going to do something in September or October?
Well,
have you heard anything?
No, I haven't. But the real question is, what are the, you know, what happens is, as we used to say, he becomes a who he in this election does. Does Hillary, who has his support, give him a prominent place? And there, she's suspect. I'll be honest with you, because, you know, in order to get his supporters and have them come over, she said what she needed to say and that she had was grateful to him. But there are signs that it may be a very middle-of-the-road presidency and not the revolution that Bernie Sanders promised and that she said she would honor.
So you think that this is why he hasn't done anything yet?
I don't know that he hasn't done anything. I think he has been speaking. I think they put him in certain situations, but we don't hear about it because he's not the candidate. Hey, listen, a lot of people behind you. I thank you for calling and for being so patient. All right. Now we're going to go to Mark. All right, Mark, you're on. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alan.
Hey.
I've been listening to all the people. I'm going to vote for Hillary. I feel that she has the most experience, and she has the credentials to be a good president. It may mean not a great president, but a good president. But the thought came to me the other day about the book The Prince with Machiavelli.
Sure.
I mean, FDR, who we all practically bow down to, he was very Machiavellian in terms of the way he would give five different people the same job and not tell them that he'd done that. And his left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And everybody, you know, today respects the fact that he was president. I think in order to, in this day and age, in the country we live in, and with the times the way they are, anybody who is not of that kind of mindset of being able to fool some of the people some of the time is not going to succeed. And Hillary, I think, has learned that the hard way. And so she can help to bring things to happen, like behind the scenes, somewhat like Barack Obama.
All right, we're going to leave it at that because we got a lot of people behind you. Point made. Appreciate the call very much. Okay, and now we are going to go all the way over to the other side of the board to Martin in Albany. All right, Martin, you're on. Your turn.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, let me make two really quick points. I think some of them may have already been made. First, I don't think this is going to affect the campaign at all because, number one, the Wiener story is just like a resurge from the past. People like the familiarity. But the connection to Clinton, not really that strong. Also, like Trump, crazy thing every week. Next week, this will be gone. Thirdly, Clinton's one of her greatest strengths is you really cannot attach scandal to her anymore. These things just keep on going away. Much more compelling things have not attached. This one's not going to make any difference. But I think the bigger point is the continual blurring between news and entertainment for most people. And they feel like they just people want spectacle. And if you look around at this country and why people aren't more like authentically engaged with the political process and, you know, really meaningfully acting on this important stuff, you can look to things like this where people just want to, it's like reality TV to them or something. It's not real. It's there for their entertainment.
Point absolutely made, Martin. Thanks for making them. Okay, we'll go to Marie. All right, Marie. You're on, Marie. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah.
I want to say that I agree with you, that I feel sorry for former Congressman Wiener, I feel sorry for anybody who really has lost control. And let's think about, and he's getting mocked for it. He's got a problem. He's being mocked for it. Remember former Speaker of the House Boehner.
Of course.
How frequently he was moved to tears.
Yep.
Okay. After, like, the second time, a light went on in my head, and I went, uh-oh. He apparently has a problem.
He's depressed.
And it broke my heart because he was being mocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no, you make a very good point. Marie, you're always great, and I thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to, let's see here. We have to go to Larry. All right, Larry. You're on, Larry.
Hi, good afternoon,
hey.
Alan.
Hey.
First time caller here.
Is that right?
Yes.
What made you do it?
Well, I put on my tinfoil hat this afternoon. I decided to call you with a conspiracy theory.
All right.
And that is that Mr. Weiner fell into a political honey trap. And the reason I believe that is the first Weiner exposure, so to speak,
let's be a little careful here. Go ahead.
Okay. Was made by Breitbart 3 years ago.
Right.
And there's a fellow associated with Breitbart by the name of Roger Stone. Roger Stone is infamous for being a
trickster. He's a trickster.
Republican trickster going back to the Nixon era.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, lo and behold, he writes a story in Breitbart about the connection between Uma and Hillary and how Anthony Weiner was a security threat.
Yeah. He's tried that, but I don't think that's caught on, right?
Well, we don't know who was on the other end, the reception end of those images, although I believe she did say in the New York Post that she was a Trump supporter. Anyway, that is my conspiracy theory, and
I appreciate it. I've given my conspiracy theory already, which is that Uma may not be done with Anthony Weiner, but that this needs to be done in order to have some separation here. Okay, 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to DJ in Chatham. All right, DJ, you're on.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Alan? How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman who had called in about 10 minutes ago regarding Hillary as being a feminist. And I don't really see anything wrong with that. I mean, if you know, you got to think how many women in our country are habitually harassed and treated like garbage by other men, and she actually has the courage to run for president. Yep. I mean, first of all, I think they're bringing up old news about her. Okay, that's long ago, in the 1990s. And I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter, and I just wanted to, you know, make that comment.
Well, you know, they're using whatever they can. You know, hey, if it doesn't work, they try something else. We know that. So
yeah, you're right.
So your point is well taken. Thank you very much. All right, now we're gonna go to Kevin. All right, Kevin, you're on. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Alan. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Hey, on the Weiner thing, I agree with the last lady that called in. And also with your sentiments, if I think he's got an illness and apparently he fell off the wagon again, but the public interest in that story, I was in a store and I saw the Post maybe or one of the newspapers. I hadn't heard the story yet, but his face was there and the frame that holds the newspapers was blocking out the print and I didn't know what it said, but I saw his face on there and I said, oh, what's he done now? You know,
exactly.
In my head.
Yeah.
It's like watching an accident. Hillary has me worried also. But, I'm a Democratic voter. But, you know, when I saw the two libertarians on TV for the first time, I didn't see the beginning, the opening of the program. And they were just talking back and forth. And I thought that the former Massachusetts governor was the guy.
Bill Weld.
That would hold the presidency.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. He's terrific. I watched him when he was. He gets distracted, by the way. He quits or doesn't like to follow through. But he's a great and very funny and very bright man. You're right.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We got a ton of emails. I'm going to read some of them really quickly. It is clear to me, says Barbara, that A.W. has an addiction problem, sexual addiction, needs intensive treatment. How his wife chooses to handle it has nothing to do with her character or her competency. Also, I think that CPS should have been called. Well, CPS should have been called. That's Barbara in New Paltz. Okay. Why in the world should Hillary jettison this poor woman? Seems like a very sexist thing to even think. Would you say that if the assistant was male? Me thinks not, Deborah. I agree. In fact, I complimented her for staying with her. No woman allegedly allows their husband to do this. The woman didn't do it, people. These men went and cheated unconsciously, conscionably, and inexcusably behind their backs. Newsflash, a woman can be a feminist who also has her husband betray her trust. Sheesh, from Amy in Deerfield, Massachusetts. Huma Abedin should receive a Medal of Honor for sticking by Wiener since the first sexting scandal in 2011, the same scandal which derailed his congressional career. Most other public figures like Abedin would have dumped this jerk right then and there. The more I see of her and Hillary, the more I admire them both. 1-800-348-2551. We only have a few minutes. Let's get to some of those calls. We'll go to Daniel, who's been very patient. Okay, Daniel, you're on.
Thank you, Alan.
Yep.
You know, I just think that if there's a morsel of dirt out there, these politicians are going to drag it up.
Without question.
You know, this Wiener thing has nothing to do with the election. And that's my opinion on your subject today. And I just wanted to ask you a question before I go. I'm an independent like you are, and if Bernie was deciding to run on an independent ticket, would you vote for him?
I don't know. It never occurred to me that that was going to happen. Probably not, because I think it would cost the Democrats the election. Trump would get in the White House, and I probably wouldn't. As you know, I voted for Bernie in the primary.
Yeah, so did I.
Great candidate.
I love Bernie.
Yeah, I get it. On the other hand, he made it clear himself that he didn't want that. I think there was some kind of deal.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I had Jill Stein on the radio.
Politics, this one man told me, it was a very dirty business.
No kidding.
And that's why he didn't get into it.
Okay, Daniel, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. And we've got a James in Highland, New York. James, you're on. Go ahead, James.
Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, but we're in a hurry, so hurry up.
All right, here we go. All right. If Hillary Clinton's going to jettison Uma, that's just another prime example of how the Clintons use people up, chew them up, and spit them out.
Well, yeah, but she didn't. She didn't. That's the whole point here. She did not jettison Uma. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Now, we go a step further than that. You know, when you're in a public eye and you're going to put yourself out there like that, you got to prepare yourself to reap the whirlwind.
Well, nobody has done
that
better.
Wiener did. So.
Well, you know, that's a different story. I really think this guy has a mental issue. But Hillary certainly put herself out there and has reaped the whirlwind.
You betcha.
Yeah, and she's done
it. You betcha.
Okay.
Well, and here's one more thing, Alan. All right. First lady carries a lot of clout, okay? Hillary's already had her chance, you know? And all the policies and everything that she's backed over the years and that had failed, unless she's been sitting on a silver bullet, her time has passed. This country's definitely ready
for a change, or a female president. I don't want to fight with you, but James, but the truth of the matter is that her time has not passed, and she's leading in all the polls, so you're just wrong.
Well, again, it's going to be the same old stuff that's just going to be keep rejuvenated. We need to move in a different direction.
Okay, well, unfortunately,
this country definitely needs a female president, and it could be anybody but Hillary.
But she got there.
Anybody.
But she's getting there. Okay, thank you very much,
well,
James.
Thanks for the money.
appreciate your call. Thanks a lot. Okay, We are out of time. I want to thank everyone who did call in. Support for Vox Pop comes from Harrell's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harrell's.com. And the Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, the New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe offering fair trade coffee, Black Sheep. Deli.com. And the Arkell Museum at Canajoharie presenting Circus featuring the Beech Nut Miniature Circus alongside circus paintings by Everett Shin, Norman Rockwell, and more. ArkellMuseum.org. And the Coldham and Hartman Architects serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability. Designed for the next 100 years, CNHArchitects.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Susie Chekai. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein-Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.